I think they call them things lift forks. Mm-hmm. I really don't know the name of them things, really. Of course, I've seen a lot of you. Mm-hmm. And, drag. I don't know what they call them things. Of course, they got a drag line, you know. That's a big outfit they dip dirt with. Mm-hmm. But the little thing you're talking about running around in a warehouse with a motor in it. They haul fertilizer and cement or anything. Some of them had a little bucket on the front, some of them had a fork on the front. Mm-hmm. Load your truck with something like cement without anybody having to handle it, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what they call them things, really.
Sometimes, would you ever hear something like a wheelbarrow ever called a Georgia buggy?
No, I don't believe I have.
I think that's
a Horton buggy probably could have been called a Georgia buggy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. When you ride about them. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's something else you had mentioned was the Hoover cart.
Uh-huh.
And,
what would that be exactly?
A Hoover cart is, well, when the Depression comes, which you don't know about it, but there wasn't any money. Mm-hmm. You couldn't borrow $25 on a lot of land. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people had cars. Of course, the times were good, about 25, 6 mm-hmm. and longer. Times were pretty good. Mm-hmm. And it just... And people had cars. T-models and A-models.
Mm-hmm.
Cars. Well, they couldn't buy a drop of gas because they didn't have money.
Mm-hmm.
They just parked them cars. We parked one.
Mm-hmm.
And took the wheels off them under.
Mm-hmm.
And put a set of shad on the wheel and a seat back here on the shad and hitch your horse to it.
Uh-huh.
We call that the Hoover cart. And I tell you what, there was thousands of Hoover carts in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about buggies. They weren't able to buy a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd about all got rid of the buggy, see, mm-hmm. and got them a car by that time. And of course, they couldn't buy a buggy and they couldn't buy no gas. So they just had to make a Hoover cart.
Mm-hmm. You know, near where I lived, there was an old Model T sitting under a shed. I was wondering, I bet that, you know, it'd probably been sitting there since the Depression.
Yeah, well, listen, sit right now in the woods. You know, last year, a guy come along in and asked me, could he have the old body?
Mm-hmm.
Because he talked with all right ago. Yeah, and he got it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
There are many when I'm like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know a fella walked up to me one day, is that horse that trots, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's shaky, you know, you rode about like that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "Say, I got something." I said, "What's that?" He said, "Learn how to take your horse jerk out of a Hoover car." I said, "Hind, what you doing, man?" He said, "Just hitch a mule to it." Had your horse jerk out, but quit a mule jerk or whatever.
What would you carry coal in?
Special name. Also, I forgot it. We never did. We never used any coal in home, but mm-hmm. I worked in places where they did use coal, and and they had a special bucket. But I forget the name. Of course, we had an ash shovel. Now.
Mm-hmm.
We take the ashes out of the fireplace with it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I got one of them right on hanging up out there on the tractor shed that we used back in. I just hung it up out there.
Uh-huh. What kinds of other things would you use for a chimney? If you...
Well, ash shovel is what we use to get the ashes out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I know. Of course, we had the fire dogs in there. I told you about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of different rakes would you have?
You mean, well, long tooth rake, short tooth rake, mm-hmm. fan rake,